Let's welcome Dr. Bay back to the studio.
Yay, Dr. Bay.
Thanks for having me back. Always excited to be here.
Dr. Bay, before we get into all things plastic surgery and questions and stuff like that, I actually had a little happy hour with Dr. Bay yesterday.
We had pleasant time, lovely time
together. My friend Sandra went and saw Dr. Bay for Botox, and I want to talk a little bit about her experience there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, went to happy hour after that, and I found that Dr. Bay has a hidden talent that has nothing to do with plastic surgery.
I'm curious to hear this.
Benny has the same hidden talent. And to those of us who don't have it, it can be strange.
Trust me, it's just as strange for us when we're trying to have a conversation with you and you don't get any of the jokes that we're saying.
No, and I didn't get any of his jokes because he can quote every movie, like all these movie lines, and Benny can do the same.
Yeah, love making movie references. Tommy Boy, Joe Dirt, or Joe Dirte, if you want to church it up a little bit. But it makes the conversation so much more interesting when the other person you're talking to does get it.
And now you forced your wife, Kelsey Kaplan. Now she is into it now as well. Y'all were both doing it.
Yeah.
My friend Sandra and I were like, we don't get it. But Benny wanted to challenge you on a couple.
Well, I have my go-to buttons that I push over here, a lot of them are movie quotes.
All right, let's see if you can get some of the ones that he likes to play.
How about this one?
Motorboat? You play the motorboat?
Oh, come on.
Since you're a plastic surgeon, we thought, a good motorboat
Vince Vaughn.
Reference.
Vince Vaughn and what's the one in Vegas?
Can
I guess?
Motorboat?
Is it Swingers?
Play the motorboat?
That's what I was thinking. Swingers, yeah. I was thinking Swingers.
Nope. That's Wedding Crashers.
And I've seen Wedding Crashers. I should know that.
Dr.
Bay.
I know. I'm already losing this game.
How about this one?
No ass is worth thinking that much about.
Steve Carell in
40-Year-Old Virgin.
There it is. Let's do one more. I don't know if you're a fan of this one. This has a cult following, and I am part of it.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Am I wrong?
Bowling movie.
I know that one.
Oh, is this the one with Woody Harrelson and he loses his hand?
No, that's Kingpin.
Kingpin.
Big Lebowski.
Yes, it is.
I might be better at this than you, Dr. Bay.
I'm good at the quotes that I use.
Okay, Dr. Bay, give him the one you said last. Give him one and see if he can get it.
All righty. So you're saying you don't have any buzz buttles, finger blasters, gut busters, any spleen splitters, any Nipsey Daisies with or without the scooter stick?
I don't know it. We must watch different comedies. I don't know it.
You only like snakes and sparklers? That's Joe Dirt.
I was going to guess that because you mentioned it earlier. Is that David Spade? Is he? That's
exactly
him, right?
David Spade.
Yeah. I've seen it once upon a time.
And then fat guy in a little coat?
Oh, Chris Farley.
Yeah, Tommy Boy, exactly.
Tommy Boy.
Kelsey was making that point out this week, and we were paddleboarding, and I had a life jacket on that looked really, really tiny on me, and she kept making the comments like, fat guy in a little coat.
If that's your hidden talent, also, you can call in and try to stump these two on their movie quotes, but I know you both love to do them. But, Dr. Bay, we had a lot of questions for you concerning plastic surgery, and we're going to do those after the commercials, but I wanted to ask, my friend Sandra, who came, you could tell, a little nervous.
Absolutely.
She did Botox. That's it. So it wasn't super crazy procedure she had done, but she was a little nervous. So how do you handle clients who are a little bit scared when they come into your office?
Sure, because that's the thing is that I do this all the time, and I'm doing the injections myself, whether it's Botox, Xeomin, or fillers, and so I have to remember every time that even though I've done thousands of these, it might be the patient's first time, so I can't be cavalier about it. I can't be too lackadaisical about it. I have to make sure that they know that I'm comfortable with it, that they can be comfortable with it, and so I really start by not maybe physically holding their hand, but certainly figuratively holding their hand and telling them every step of the process, letting them know all the details, letting them know that all the things they read online probably aren't true, like the stuff about having to lay down after you get the treatment or how you can't work out. None of that's true. And really just saying, after this treatment, you can go about your day and as though you didn't have anything done. It's like it's non-surgical, no downtime. And so when I reassure them that it doesn't change their life or change the rest of what they have to do with their day, then it makes it seem a little bit, they're a lot more relaxed after that.
You also have a anxiety dog in the sometimes.
Sometimes. tonight we're actually having a party at Current Clothing. We'll have a therapy dog available for people getting treatments for the first time. But the main thing we do for people who are nervous is we give them breast implants to squeeze on. We actually brought you one of those samples.
We have it in that drawer. Shane, get it out. We still have our breast implants.
But yeah, we have the patients squeeze the silicone breast implants in their hands while we're giving them the treatment, and people really are much more comfortable with that.
It is relaxing. It's like a stress ball.
And we also give them a little massage on their forehead or wherever we treat them. We give them a massage after we do the injections, and it's a really tiny needle. We reassure them about all that, give them an ice pack. We turn off the lights afterwards. They can just relax in there with the ice packs after we've done the treatment, and that's it. We're not wrapping anybody's head. Nobody's having to lay in a certain position, and then they can go back to their regular routine. So by reassuring them of all that before I do it, then they're much more comfortable afterwards.
All right. If you've got questions for Dr. Bay, you've been thinking about a procedure, you want to know how much something costs, 888-456-9970, and we'll take your questions next.
Our resident plastic surgeon is in the house. Dr. Bay is here.
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Now, Dr. Bay is your stage name. Does anybody still call you Dr. Kaplan?
Actually, one of our employees, Kaylee, was calling me Dr. Bay when she first started working there, and I wasn't sure if she knew my real name. But yes, Jonathan Kaplan, and I have patients, employees and patients' families still refer to me as Dr. Bay when they come in, and I don't really get into whether they know that that's not my real name or not. It's just as long as they know it's me, that's fine. But yes, there's still a few people who don't follow us on social media that maybe still refer to me as Dr. Kaplan, but that percentage of people that don't follow us on social media is getting smaller and smaller.
It's all about branding, baby.
That's right, that's right.
Well, you know, so many people always ask questions about cosmetic surgery. A lot of people think about it. A lot of people are scared of it. You and I'm watching a show called Pose. And, you know, there was some back alley stuff going on back in the day. And you and I talked about that. Right. It's like, how do you know you're going to the right person? Like, how do you know something isn't shady going on?
Well, I think it used to be harder in the past. You know, you would just maybe take a friend's advice, and you weren't sure what kind of research the friend had done. Maybe they referred you to somebody, but you didn't really know what the person's background. But now you can go on their website, and you can see if they're a board-certified plastic surgeon or not. But then also with social media, even though maybe the posts that you see aren't always fully accurate, if the doctor shows everything they do on social media as far as, like, Instagram stories or Snapchat, like we do at Real Dr. Bay, on Instagram and Snapchat, you can actually watch the doctor doing these procedures. And so you get an idea like, okay, they're competent enough or confident enough to show this on social media. So I feel like you're able to pull the curtain back now and really see with your own eyes what they're doing rather than what they're just talking about, rather than just showing a before and after photo,
That leads me to my next question, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, was also, what are the dangers of trying to get the best deal in a foreign country? We hear horror stories all the time. And if I'm like, listen, I only got this much money, I'm going to Brazil.
Right. So I'm all about, you know, knowing how much things cost ahead of time, all about price transparency. You can check pricing on our website. But that doesn't mean I'm saying that price is the most important thing. It might be the ultimate decision. You know, it might ultimately help you make your decision whether you can afford it or not. But you have to remember that cheap plastic surgery ain't good, and good plastic surgery ain't cheap. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, you might think, okay, it'll be less expensive if I go to the Dominican Republic or some other country or maybe even some other place in the United States. But you have to remember that anybody, no matter how good the surgeon is, there's still the risk of complications. And if you have a complication, to have to go to back to that other country where you had your original procedure, or to go across the country to go where that doctor is to help take care of those complications, is very distressing and it's very complicated. And to find another doctor locally who will help take care of those complications, it's going to be really expensive because they're basically taking care of somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to just base it just on price. Yes, sure. Find out what the price is ahead of time. That's good transparency, but don't make your decision based solely on that.
Okay. Now, I know we had some questions from yesterday. We asked people to reach out, but if you have questions, 888-456-9970. But we have a question here for you.
Hi, Dr. Bay. I'm really self-conscious about my lips, and I want to get filler in them, but I also don't want to look crazy. And I've seen some disasters where people pump up their lips and it doesn't look natural. And I'm wondering, is there any way I can avoid, you know, having that crazy look? I want it to be normal looking.
Yeah, great question. It is very easy to avoid that. I know that you see lots of people going around, and so it makes you think that, oh, that just must be no way of avoiding that. But it absolutely is so easy. Because, like, Botox and things like that, it takes a few days for it to kick in. But with fillers, you can see the results immediately. So when you're getting a doctor's doing a filler, they can start with one syringe, do half on the upper lip, half on the lower lip. That alone, that one syringe is not going to make anybody crazy. So as soon as you get the filler put in, take a look in the mirror and see if that meets your expectations of what you wanted.
But how come every time I go to West Hollywood, there are so many...
right.
I mean, you're saying it's easy, but there's so many botched lips in Southern California.
That's a different issue. The issue there is that that's what people think looks good.
Oh, in SoCal, they have different eyesight?
Exactly. No, that's the thing is that the doctor can easily stop after one syringe and nobody will look crazy, but it's the consumer that thinks, oh, I want these really big, crazy lips, and so then the doctor does it, or the whoever, the med spa does it. So that's the thing, is you have to go to somebody that will help kind of keep you in check. And the other thing is, remember, take a baseline photo. Before we do any treatment, we do a baseline photo of the lips, and so then the person sees what they look like with one syringe. And that's nice because it also keeps them from going crazy, like, because sometimes people forget what their baseline is. They think their lips with two syringes is their baseline, so then they go up from there, and they keep going up from there and there. So it really is the doctor helping you keep you in check, and the consumer having... It's based on the consumer's expectations of what they want. They might think that looks good. Uh-huh. But if you yourself just want to plump it up a little bit, you can avoid looking crazy. It's just... I mean, it's not like I'm forcing you to do three syringes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of crazy lips, Kylie Jenner comes to mind.
Sure.
She obviously was underage when she did her lips. They denied it for a long time, but the truth of the matter is she was underage. How would a parent deal with a teenager? And sometimes teens, they feel bad about themselves because of something going on their appearance-wise. And as a parent, you want to help them fix that.
Right.
But a 16-year-old, 17-year-old getting some kind of cosmetic procedure,
right.
Your
so
advice?
I can give you a great example. So, yes, if you're under 18, you'll have to come in with a parent because I'll have to sign on your behalf as your guardian. But I had a great experience. At first, I was afraid it was not going to be a good experience, but it ended up being a good one. A mother and daughter came in, a 16-year-old daughter came in with her mom, and she thought she wanted filler to her upper lips. And I was afraid this was going to just be like a whole Kylie Jenner thing. It was just going to be unreasonable expectations. But they came in together. They were on good. They had a good relationship. It wasn't like the mom was saying, no, be quiet, we're not doing that. The mom's like, well, let's go in and talk to the doctor. And we had a really adult conversation. And lo and behold, she didn't actually really need filler in her upper lip. What she was concerned about is that whenever she would smile, her lip would go up really high, show a lot of gums, and it would thin out her lip. So she thought she needed filler to keep her lip from thinning out. But what she, I don't want to say needed, but what was more appropriate for her is Botox to the upper lip. So that way her lip wouldn't go up as high when she smiled. So it would get rid of her gummy smile, would fix her gummy smile. And because her lip wasn't going up as high, the lip wouldn't thin out as much. So she still had a nice full lip. So a very minimally invasive procedure like Botox. It was a total of like 10 units, not a lot. And it treated her concerns. The mom was happy. The patient was happy. And she didn't have to get these crazy lip fillers. And you can get into the discussion of like, oh, well, she didn't need even Botox. No, she didn't need any of that. But if they were coming in, they were concerned, and she's self-conscious and friends are making fun of her, and I can fix that with 10 units of Botox, which costs like a total of $150, then like that would be bad of me not to help this person out.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bay. Now, I know some people ask about pricing. You have a pricing tool.
Right.
Let's get to that.
Yeah. You can head to my website, either Pacific Heights Plastic Surgery or Real Dr. Bay, RealDrBae.com. And it's a pricing, get a quote now button on the website. And you can go and look at all of our pricing at RealDrBae.com.
And you can get a discount on Botox tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. Tonight we actually are having a party at Current Clothing, Fashion Forward Boutique here in San Francisco. Actually, Kelsey and Shan have done a few vlogs from Current Clothing. If you haven't seen it yet, check out their IGTV on 997 Now and Kelsey Kaplan Fashion. You can watch the vlogs they've done from Current Clothing. But yeah, tonight from 6 to 8:30, there's a shopping event. We're going to be doing Botox in a very private, clean area at the back back of the store, very private, and we'll be doing Botox and Xamen back there. You can get $50 off, but you have to call our office to book your appointment because it's going to be sold out and we can't do walk-ins. So please call our office if you're interested, 6 to 8:30 tonight at Current Clothing, $50 off Xamen, and we'll hook you up back there.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Bay.